that were from a gentleman who carries out some groundworks in the church on a regular basis, and he noticed that a number of quite heavy coping stones had been removed from the top of the wall and had been strewn about the grass. He also told me that two metal drills that covered the windows of an old block of stables within the church grounds had been removed too, and there was some indication of some attempt to gain entry, but he doesn't actually believe that entry was achieved. I'm very, very disappointed in what can only be described as an act of total senseless and wanton vandalism, and it's something that this whole community was abhor, absolutely.
And on social media, you made an appeal with parents to perhaps maybe have a conversation about it.
Yeah, I don't actually know who was responsible, but, you know, there didn't appear to be any actual attempt to break in or to cut. So it was in my head that it was possibly younger people who were just acting, sort of doing a bit of play garden. And, you know, because of that, I would ask, and I have asked on my social media page, that people make their children or young people aware of, you know, this type of antisocial behaviour is totally unacceptable. But I'm not in any way blaming any group at all in particular. You know, it was